I pretty much didn't have to carry his commander for 2 days.
So pretty much the shuttle is cut upside down. Someone in the jungle.
Great. I have no fucking clue where we are.
Tricorder.
Hey, if we're really lucky, we're about, you know, 10 minutes from base.
True.
We're on the opposite side of the planet.
I should have mentioned something about aiming for the base.
So you're actually not too far from where you're supposed to land.
How far is it?
You're probably about 3 days from base.
Okay. So without carrying the commander.
The commander's
without
still
carrying
there,
the commander. Commander's still here.
Hey, that's food.
Only if he dies.
All right, I'll try to contact the ship again and ask the commander. But I'll try to patch him up somewhere.
Guy.
Okay.
Let's see what's left.
We
can wake him up or something.
Can we beam him up? We can. Did you try?
You communicated, but right now the ship is not answering.
The ship's busy. Fighting for Nazis or something.
Yeah, but not that you can see little flashes. But
great.
Look at Star Wars. I think it's a space battle.
We should win, right? What if we lost?
There's an Excelsior class on the team.
What if we lost? That would be good. I can't, no emergency beam out.
That would be bad.
We either fail or die fighting or succeed.
Fail or die?
Fail or die.
Fail or die.
It's a pretty harsh advice.
Yeah. Good chances.
Oh, man.
I'll just hope to die.
Okay.
I think they confused the Kobayashi Maru test with the with the planetary survival test.
Oops.
They mixed them together.
Okay, that's
just about everything is destroying itself. Well, or out at least.
So do we still have our
engines are definitely out. Okay. Battery powered is a little bit.
Do we still have our day of ration?
You still have your days of ration, you still have all your stuff.
The commander doesn't have ration though, right?
No, he doesn't
have ration.
He wants to be here.
Okay.
He's going to have to go.
Because the communications are out now, too? Well, we still have our little comm badges, though, right?
Still have the comm badges, so you should be able to contact the ship anyway.
Okay.
So, you know,
anything portable that's on the ship still that we can scavenge? Battery packs, anything?
You can...
Extra tricorders.
Extra phasers.
You have extra phasers.
I don't have extra phasers on the ship. They have extra battery packs. So you get another round of battery pack.
Wait, Commander has a phaser, right?
Commander has a phaser.
Oh, God.
Usually you're not issued phasers.
Really?
No.
Not even the Commander?
No, but the Star Trek, I mean, on the ship, they don't carry phasers.
No, they were just in, like, little wall panels periodically around the ship, and you just grab them, except that would set the alarm off.
So, so you got some extra batteries, probably another day's rations.
That's
cheap,
though, guys.
Huh? That's true. that's
about it. This is stuff for the fourth person along that didn't have any supplies with them.
Also, we weren't supposed to crash, either.
If you only feed us the commander's to carry,
huh?
Much. If you only feed the extra stuff the commander's to carry.
It's true, it's not cheating. I'm trying to wake him up, still.
Do you have tricorder skill?
No.
Personal equipment?
Personal equipment, universal translator. I would have gotten medical tricorder if I'd known I was going to be medical stuff, but I didn't.
Okay, make a personal.
If I can change it, I will change it.
Make a personal public stuff, which is intellect, which is logic.
Great.
Five. Okay, looks like he's got, you know, like a broken leg, a couple cracked ribs, some internal bleeding, like a concussion.
Great.
Can we move him?
He's a pretty bad way.
Alright,
you can probably move him. Once you patch him up.
I'll patch him up as best I can and try to contact the ship again.
Okay.
I'll
you have like medical something?
Huh?
You have medical something? Medical
systems? I have shipboard systems, medical.
Actually, there's nothing in here about that.
I have medical science.
Okay, make a medical science.
Can we make
six.
Yeah, something to carry the commander in.
Okay, so you stable at him. After like, you know, half an hour.
We'll try to make,
okay, I don't know, that's probably like material engineering. Space
skill.
Okay,
material engineering.
What's he trying to do?
Weak structure. That's some kind of, you know.
Yeah, great, we're going to have to carry him around.
Six.
I can make a better one.
Okay.
Okay. See, well, you know, a nice little sled thing for the commander.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's start heading towards the base. We'll fry the ship every couple hours or something.
Okay.
Do we have any lion repellent or anything?
No.
We just have bait. Damn.
Yeah. You two carry the stretcher and I'll take point.
You're the best shot, right?
Probably not, but I've got six fence and I'm not a wuss. Or I am a wuss, so I'm not going to be much good carrying the stretcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So did you make a sled or a stretcher?
More of a sled. You, one person do.
We're gonna.
It's kind of bumpy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You couldn't get a tiger to carry this.
Yeah, you can take one of the tigers.
Yeah, I don't know why. That'll work.
Use a flat
mind meld it.
Okay, let's start heading towards the base.
This became hostile instead of just a survival test, so it phases out all the time.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, it phases out, you head towards the base. Okay.
Slowly, because we're slowed down by the sled.
Yeah, pretty slow. Whoever has planetary survival can make the roll. Intellect plus logic.
Intellect plus logic.
Three.
Woo!
Six cents?
No. This is just in general.
11.
Okay.
Yay, woo. I don't think he has it at all.
You don't have it at all?
No.
Okay. Did you first aid you, though? You probably should have first aided you first. Make an intellect plus logic first aid roll.
Okay.
So you get those two.
Okay. Nobody else was hurt?
No. Nope. Don't think so.
No.
Except for Fanny.
Okay, so I splint his leg and tape his ribs.
So you get, you know, going along.
Bundle up his head.
So after a couple hours, more like after like about 4 hours, you know, you're down a point. Just in general, you're still four, more or less okay.
I love a point.
Yeah,
you're fine.
I ignore it.
It's not dry heat.
I feel like it's kind of cold out, but it's damn mosquitoes. It's wet.
Everybody can make search rolls, which is perception. Plus perception.
If I get this and this, do I get to add like the next non-6?
No.
Nine?
No? Just two dice?
Just two dice, man.
The search roll or just a perception roll?
Nine. 12. Five.
Okay. So you pretty much all see it. You know, so about 4 hours later,
you've got here. Fiery.
And we see Kardashian steam out in front of us. What the?
Yeah, you've got a few kilometers away from where you crashed. Mm-hmm. And you notice, through the jungle canopy, you see another shuttle, like, moving around.
Okay.
Is it one? You got the 12?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Cardiff or something.
Tell everyone to get down.
Okay. So it goes, you know, relatively close. I mean, it's kind of searching. And eventually seems to land over near Luke Crash. What do you guys crash?
Okay.
We're going to have to cover.
Keep moving.
We're going to have to cover the drag mark somehow.
How?
I have no idea.
This is jungle. I mean, unless we're good at tracking.
They probably can't track you.
There's concealment. Who has that?
Well, concealments, but they're not moving.
Yeah. Oh, well. There's nothing.
We'll probably be okay.
Well, you can use tracking still, you know.
Oh, there's tracking, yeah. Nope, don't got it. We can still use it. Just at zero.
Mm-hmm. Alright, we'll keep moving.
Keep moving.
No. We want to overpower the Cardassians.
No.
I don't think we can.
There's probably more of them than us, so.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I don't think
they if they catch up to us, then sure.
Sure, then you have to.
Yeah, but the whole point is to get their shuttle.
We probably should have, like, burnt out our shuttle or something.
How?
Well, it's not like there's any technology or anything on the route or anything.
The standard generation.
Shuttle Federation, they already kept this one.
It's in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, it's pretty toasted.
It is pretty bad shape.
Yeah, it's not like we gave them anything salvageable.
Right. Is there any sort of rolls we should make to determine, you know, if should we, in fact, I mean, would the right thing to do be to go back and try to zap them, or just
that would
like
be help? Some sort of strategy roll. Anybody got strategy of any kind?
Not me. I'm an engineer, damn it.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, you and Pickering were the leader type.
Pickering
has it too.
Believe it or not, if I can find the damn thing, Planetary Tactics Gorilla.
Go ahead and roll that. Intellect plus logic.
Oh boy.
You rule. You have a lot of dice, too.
Intellect is four.
A lot of people have. Well, maybe
they're all twos.
Yeah.
It's good,
just dice go.
Eight.
Kind of diluted just a little bit. The attributes.
True.
So eight. And the question was, should you give up to the Paradise, or should
no,
you go back?
Should
to
we go back and try to take him out? I mean, what's the correct Starfleet procedure-y type thing?
Well,
are we disgracing ourselves by running away? Or?
No, well, definitely not. That's not, you know, Starfleet's not about, you know, dying in glory like the Klingons.
Sure.
What you should be doing is trying to contact Starfleet.
Yeah, we're trying that.
Either through the ship, if it's still around, or, you know, the research base,
uh-huh.
unless it's been taken over. If you can't...
Sure, we haven't tried to contact the base yet. We've just been trying
if
to
you can't do
ship.
That, capturing a shuttle would be... With only three of you, would be kind of hard.
We should get to the base.
The shuttle holds, like, eight people or something?
Yeah. We'll probably have four or five, you know, at least four or five people.
Yeah. Should we try to contact the base?
Yeah.
You still know what's going on?
So the other thing is, use your communicators too much. Just
right.
Okay.
So
you got to be careful about that. All
right, I'll try to contact the base once.
Okay. Make a personal equipment.
Not the best.
Twelve. Okay.
Base has been taken over.
Well, it's pretty high. Okay, so you raise the base.
Just as they start going, no, we're under attack.
No. You know, and like communications guy answer.
Okay.
You know, make successful, I guess.
What do you got? Perception, search.
Ooh. 11,
12, 13.
Okay. So it's like, you know, it's just us humans here. Hello, Federation.
I hang on. Okay, they're taking over the base.
So I guess we shouldn't go to the base, eh?
I don't know. I think taking
let's go
the
back
shuttle,
and take over the shuttle.
I think taking the shuttle is significantly easier than taking the base.
Yes, I think so too.
Wait, we should wait a little bit. Wait till they go searching for us. Then we should go back and take the shuttle.
Well, they landed over near where our crash was, so
yeah.
If we can double back, we can stash the commander someplace.
Okay,
and then.
Maybe. It'll take you a few hours to get back, unless you just leave the commander here.
It's
going
to take us days to get to the base. So.
True.
We double back. Let's
double back
the same path.
No. Sort of loop around, come back from another
okay.
direction.
So by the time you get back, it's getting close to nightfall.
Okay.
You...
We'll try to find a...
I mean, after a couple hours, you know, they take off again.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
It's not like they stick around...
Oh, they didn't take off?
They did take off.
That one makes their plan unless somebody's in tracker range.
They'll never come back here again to the shuttle.
I'll use my tricorder to see if I can see Nick Cardassians in the range of the tricorder.
Tricorder has a range of 2 kilometers on passive mode. So make a personal equipment tricorder. Do you have it?
Yes.
Intellect plus logic. Or plus perception. Because you're
13.
Fire.
Six, sorry.
Okay. There are a lot of animals, a lot of trees. No cardiac within 2 kilometers. That, you know, that doesn't quite reach the crash site, but you're not too sure. You're still like, 3 kilometers away.
We should try to use you say that's passive med?
Yeah. Active mode actually is only for doing things like next year, pretty much 25 meters. But with active mode you can get like, you know, see behind walls and stuff. Passive mode, you're only getting energy reads,
mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't be able to tell there's a cliff.
We should try to contact the other shuttle craft.
Try contacting the Excelsior again.
No more communication.
Whatever it is.
Make successful.
You
do? Then, no. Just okay.
Five.
Okay. There seems to be, you know, as you take a look at the reef, see what there is. It seems to be something large, you know, following you guys.
Great. Okay.
Well, it's more than 25 meters away, so you know, it's like 100 meters behind you guys.
How large? Can you tell? Tiger size.
400 kilograms.
Tiger size.
Yeah, tiger size.
Okay, we wait for it.
We wait for it?
Yeah.
Might as well.
We should dig a trap.
We should get a stream.
Tiger pit.
Okay, so right now you're in jungle, lots of trees.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably find a clearing if you want, or you can just stay in the jungle.
Once it gets to 25 meters, we'll know.
Okay, so right now, okay, so you're still in jungle.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets to 25 meters, we go to the personal equipment tricorder. Whoever wants to, you know, get in on this.
We should conserve our tricorder battery.
Well, it'll last forever.
1,000 hours? Okay.
Yeah. It's got a month.
Might as well use it.
Eight.
Okay. It's an like definitely
right there.
Yeah. It's like, you know, right over there through, you know, through the bushes.
Okay.
25 meters away. It's one of the Aldosian lines.
Lines?
Like the one that ripped you apart. Yeah. You, the whole group apart last time.
What do you know about these things? Do we do our research beforehand?
Well, the track order has some information.
Do they climb trees?
Yeah, it's a big cat. Yeah, some cats don't find.
Okay.
It's a large feline similar to the saber-toothed tiger of Earth's ancient past.
But tougher.
Gray fur and greenish stripes allow it to blend into the jungle foliage.
Is it getting dark?
Prey with surprising stealth. Yes, it is.
Aha, infrared vision.
Primarily nocturnal creature. Death encounter a simulated Aldosian lion during the teaser scene. And again, during the survival test. This time it's real. Okay. So what are you guys thinking about it? It seems to be waiting there. Since you aren't moving.
25 meters out.
How about 25 meters?
Where are we? We're just...
You're just on a trail. I mean, you're on the trail back.
You want to get
you took another route. But you're not on the trail.
Do you want to get to a clearing?
Leave the commander's bait.
You stay here.
Okay.
Leave Christopher's bait.
You to the left.
I'll stay here with your commander.
I'll move forward 10 meters and see if we can flush it out to get it away.
Okay.
Okay. This
could be at dinner.
Next one.
Could be.
We could be.
All your faces are on it, Max.
Oh, yeah.
We could be.
We saw how tough these things are.
Maybe the.
Unless it's a little scrawny.
Maybe the holiday got it wrong.
true.
Maybe.
Maybe made
tougher.
It tougher.
A lot tougher.
I'm taking no chances.
Maybe made it a lot tougher.
Maybe this is a lot tougher.
So Donald, up here.
I'll guard the commander.
You're 10 meters up.
Can we use dice other than D6s so we don't get screwed up?
You're 10 meters up. Where's the look?
10 meters to the left, right?
Oh. What about that? So.
I put the purple dice to the commander.
Alright.
You know, we could take one of our comm badges, set it, rig it to broadcast an SOS signal or something, and then
use
it to lay a trap for a Cardassian.
Okay, which one are you?
I'll do the green one.
Okay, there you go. So something like that.
So we're doing that.
We could try that.
You still using the tricorder?
Use the comm badges.
Use the comm badges. Set it to set a periodic signal or whatever, like an SOS or distress or something, and then use it to.
We just use the comm badge on the commander.
Trap a.
On the commander ship.
Try to lure a shuttle down.
Leap
on his. Yeah, we can use the commander since he's not going anywhere.
He can be a beacon.
Exactly. Set it up. Set it up like a beacon so that the Cardassians come to check it out and then ambush them.
Okay.
We'll do that after this.
Yeah.
No, do it now.
You're not in a slayer, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So you can kind of barely see each other.
I start from where you want to be.
Okay. So as you wait there,
clearly a very crafty line.
You wait there for about half an hour, and then it starts moving.
Because it's finally hungry.
It's finally hungry. When it gets right about here, so when it gets about 10 meters from you, you know, make a perception roll. See. It blends in really well. Even though you can see it on the side corner.
I can see it, right? Eight.
Yeah, six.
No, six, sorry.
Is it?
Yo, you're farther away, so go ahead.
Is it warm-blooded?
Yeah. What'd you get? Okay. So you can barely, you know, you can barely make it out. Is it crashing slowly towards you?
I got 12.
12? Okay, you can see it pretty clearly. Obviously, it's not covered from your, you know, you see it just right, as a, you know, nice straight shot.
Well, I have infrared.
That's true, you also have infrared. But, you know,
the red thing moving there.
Yeah, there's a lot of life, so it's kind of, you know, it's still not...
For declaring actions, the first action is full dice, the second action is one less dice, the third action is two less dice.
All actions are
at minus 10.
Yeah. The only exception...
Two actions, they're both at minus 1. Three actions, they're all at minus 2.
Okay.
In general, the thing is, once you start dodging
mm-hmm.
out of turn, then that makes everything else worse, which is why it... If you use dodge, it kind of makes, it looks like it's minus one light. It's supposed to be.
I'll shoot twice.
Okay, so you shoot twice.
Is it within my range?
Yeah. Well, 10 meters.
Depends how good I am, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cover. So let me see. Blah, blah, blah. These are 5, 10, 25 range. So he's in 10 of you, so you need a 4 normally. You need a 7 at your range.
And you're 7 hits?
At a range of 25 meters. He has some amount of cover. Blah, blah, blah. Cover, cover, cover.
Never mind, I will shoot once.
No, plus. We both have plus 2 to hit it because of the dense jungle foliage. So, you need a 6 to hit it.
9
for. 9 for Donald, too, if you can mount that one right there. Actually, you can't see it, really. You can barely see Saren there.
Okay. Initiative, or do we just shoot because we're starting it?
You can both go ahead and start a shoot.
I need light, huh?
Yep. You want to waste your shot?
No.
Okay, no, so you hit it. Yeah, yeah. 40 damage. 46 plus 16, I believe. Hopefully you'll live. Down to the third level, so it's a plus two. Okay, now it's
initiative.
Okay, well. Yep. Initiative plus reaction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
8, 5,
6.
Okay, so
we've
got a
3.
8. Okay. Ooh, what do you want to do?
Is it? It's still a 9 for me to shoot?
Yeah. Once you get closer. You're right next to him. No.
How hurt does it look?
Down. It's to the third level, so it's
can I
injured. Injured.
Can I do a delay, and then if it's close enough, then shoot it?
Sure.
I'll be back. I'll wait for it to move first, I guess.
Okay. No.
Same thing.
Okay, so if you see it, you shoot it. What do you
I'll
do?
Shoot.
You shoot it once, and that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd be at zero dice for...
It's not minus dice, it's minus points off the roll.
Oh.
Yeah. Which could be worse.
Yeah.
Combination. So you need a 5 to hit it. I might as well shoot. Oh, you need a 7, I think. Maybe.
I needed a 6 last time.
6, okay. So I need a 6 hit. You hit?
You're getting about that courage point. Yes, it's too soon to get mauled.
Alright, so you spend the 1 courage point and hit it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll your damage.
Damn. not quite as good. 2 1s here.
11,
27. 27.
Oh, it's a punch. Yay.
Okay.
Oh.
Dinner.
It's not dead.
It is now.
Even sick. That sharp stick we packed.
Finally. Take it out of the commander.
This is my hurdle over there. Oh, commander's dead. Oh, well. More food.
More food. All right. So you going to make camp here or get back to the shuttle?
You want to get to a clearing or at least we'll try to get back to the shuttle. There might be guards at the shuttle.
Sure, there might be.
Stick around here.
Yeah, if our tricorder's active, we can get back and see if there are any.
We could get within tricorder range of the crash and try to see if there
are. Yeah, guards. And if there are guards, since the shuttle took off, that's at least 2 pilots.
Right.
So there should be less people.
Right.
Let's go back.
Right. We can see in the dark, right?
Oh, are you going to carry the lion thing or just cut off a piece of it? You're just going to leave it totally?
It'll wake up.
What?
It'll wake up later.
Is it dead? So when Dom went up and said, I'm going to kill it.
Kill it and have it for dinner.
Yeah, we had the ration.
You know, for a bit of it, you're pretty vicious.
We can take bits of it.
Yeah, you can't, well, yeah, if you're going to kill it, you can take bits of it.
And we can just cut up.
You can cut it while it's still alive, sure.
Okay, we'll just leave it for Kitty alone.
You take Kitty alone.
Oh, okay. That's going to, yeah, come after the game now. The same one.
But it'll be hurt.
Let's mark it.
It'll be really hurt. It'll probably be after a few.
Someone or something else will probably kill it.
Maybe. Unless it gets lucky. Maybe tomorrow comes by. What? Why'd you do this thing? Okay. So you approach the camp, you know, within a couple kilometers. Everybody can make, you know, your tricorder roll. Until it's just logic. See if
Fox camouflage guard.
That's pretty good. Oh, I wish I could add more dies.
Okay.
So what? 13, 14?
Okay. Even with a 14, you don't spot anything. So it's pretty much empty. Well, nah. Okay. With a 14, you actually spot, you know, some life forms near about the wreckage. About half a dozen.
Okay. Half a dozen.
Yeah. Moving about, like they're looking around at it. They don't seem very organized. I mean, you know, they don't seem like they have guards out and stuff.
Okay. It's, you know, it's more like small life forms. Or the people size. Or dead people size.
Hard to tell. I mean, they're
well, we should go look. It could be.
But I mean, they're not mountain cats. I mean, they're.
Let's get closer.
About people size.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus or minus 50%.
Alright.
Just a little closer.
Should we stash that captain where we can find him?
No.
No.
I think.
Bringing him with us?
Alright. Yeah. Put him out here, there's a good chance you won't be able to find him.
That's for sure.
We'll find parts of him.
Yeah, little parts. So you are going to move up to, okay, so you get up to, you know, 500 meters, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's
the range on, like, receptive empathy or receptive telepathy?
It's just a big minor for a while. What is the range thing here? So you're within, like, 500 meters. You can check on the tricorder again. They're still moving around. Kind of randomly. Hard to tell. You're close enough to tell that they're not that tall. Not that big.
Jawas.
Could be Jawas. Come to scavenge the wreck.
But there's not supposed to be life on this planet. Very intelligent life on this planet.
Cardias could be working someone else. Let's see. Point blank. 5 meters is zero. 50 meters is plus 1, 50 meters plus 2, 100 meters plus 3, over 100 meters plus 4. You know, across the galaxy plus 4.
Cool. So, can I do like a basic generic receptive empathy, see if I can...
Sure. Okay, right now they're pretty far away though. But yeah, you can try.
Okay.
Receptive. So, for a different race. I'm receptive to you. You get a 17.
Ah, forget it.
For the range. You still look like a basic 13.
Alright, let's get closer. Do we have, binoculars, right?
No.
Got a tricorder, that's good enough.
Closer. That quarter's pretty good. Okay, so you start getting closer.
And they are?
Are you trying to be... You just want to walk up to them? Are you trying to sneak up on them? Are you trying to...
Sneak up. Sneak.
Okay, everybody can make stealth rolls. Coordination plus dexterity.
And
stealth skill.
Stealth.
8.
5.
Okay. So you get up to the edge of the clearing. Because, you know, there's a... Okay, so you go to the edge of the clearing. It's pretty dark. You got a provision? You two have anything stupid like that?
No.
Both of you just see shadows. Okay. Moving, kind of short shadows. Even with the improvision, you can tell they're...
Red spots.
You know, basically short red spots. They're about... 4 to 5 feet tall.
My size?
Yeah. Well, you're a little taller than that. You're not that short. You're like short human. You know, because you can like a sort of pastor, you know.
That's true.
About that size.
Think about that.
So
these could be Cardassian children.
You know, you can see him moving in and out, you know, picking stuff up. Chicken it and that kind of stuff.
Humanoid.
They seem to have, you know, spears.
Are they talking?
Yeah, they're talking to each other.
Can we have a universal translator?
You have a universal translator, but it's not translator right now. It'll take a few minutes.
Okay.
If it's not receptive,
make another circle. As you wait.
7. 10.
4.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, 6.
Okay. All right, good. All right, so eventually, you know, it starts translating. You know, they're saying, you know, stuff like, look at this, you know, look at this. Look at the strangers left, you know.
Maybe they can help us.
Little thing, whatever. We can use this for, you know, spear tip, whatever.
Maybe they can help us.
You get them, you know, they call each other by name. But they seem to defer to one guy.
Tallest.
The tallest of them, which is the first one.
Okay.
Called Nex.
Okay.
Prime director of the Blaziken.
So he's obviously, you know, some kind of patrol leader or whatever they are, you know. They seem to, you know, Nex keeps telling them, you know, they're obviously evil things that we shouldn't touch, you know, because the sky people come and tell us like they, you know, can take even more of our religion.
So what does the prime director say about this kind of stuff? Evil? Don't do anything?
Damn, I want that comment.
Should rule are they're being interfered with by the Cardassians.
Law?
Yeah, there's a Starfleet regulation, so you got it. Law, Starfleet regulation.
We all got that. Intellect logic.
No, we don't.
Intellect logic.
Wait, do I have that?
Well, that was one of the skills you could pick. So not necessarily.
9.
7.
Okay, and you want to know how
the prime director applies. If the Cardassians are fucking with them, as we suspect.
Since they already know about, you know, the Cardassians kind of people, it's okay to interact. It's okay to, you know, basically interact with them and find out stuff. You still can't, you know, give them your phaser you're not supposed to explain the technology.
Sure. Okay. I'll go try and talk to him.
Sure.
Come in.
Hey, I've got diplomacy.
I've got charm.
I've got...
I've got contact.
All kinds of whatever.
Empathy.
Projective empathy. We come in peace.
You need any pieces?
Alright, so... How are you guys going to handle it? Well, I'll go with that. Everybody else covers her. Any false moves, you start shooting.
No.
We all go out.
You all go out?
I'll go out in front.
You two go out too?
Sure. Yeah. We're going to keep
drag the sled so that it can see we've got a wounded person with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How ready is the under phaser?
In the holster.
Holster?
Yeah, put it away.
Holster?
With my hands.
All right.
Oh, give me your phaser.
So the translator works both ways, so they'll be able to understand where they're going, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So you walk up to them. You know, you get 5 meters in when they spot you.
I'll try to make some noises or something so that we don't, you know, surprise them or scare them. Right?
Okay. You know, so you make a lot of talking noise and stop slowly as they all look at you, shocked. You know, half of them immediately, you know, run away to hide.
Okay.
And the other half get ready.
Okay.
The leader kind of stands there. You know, kind of tense.
Okay.
And then you all
keep
come out. So what do you say?
He's coming in peace.
He's going in peace.
I don't know. Make a diplomacy roll or something.
He's coming in peace. That's good.
Something he's telling him to say.
Just in general.
Hi, we need help. We don't want to hurt you.
The relationship is so sincere. We just
right.
want to know how many people are living in your home. Okay.
So you found our crash site.
So they
diplomacy skills.
No.
Just
missed it. Alright, so, they say, we did not take any of your stuff, your things,
fleece
inoculus.
We're not going to hurt you. Who are these other sky people you're talking about? I describe a Cardassian. Do they look like this?
Yeah.
Yes, it looks like, basically you guys except they got ridges and stuff. So, when you look at it, when you get close, it's getting pretty dark.
Okay.
Obviously they must be able to see in the dark kind of fairly well.
Okay.
Do you like?
I'll ask them if they make
any light.
Start a light if we turn on a light or start a fire or something. Or ask if they can start.
They're not round and fat. They're still, fat people. They have like little tail in the back. They have like they're webbed. They have like cat eyes, and they're wearing like little clothes, loincloths and stuff, kind of spears.
Okay.
Cool.
So
kind of furry creature.
I'll explain to them that the sky people hurt us, and our friend needs help.
You are enemies. Sky people have come and burn our villages.
Yeah.
Take our men.
We don't like them.
Eat our women and children.
They shouldn't be doing that. How often do they come? What do they do?
Try
to get the story from him.
He says, we should.
Do you have a village we can go back to?
Yeah, we should go back to the village.
Okay.
In case, to the fire will draw in the sky people.
Okay.
I'm going to make one last check of the shovel, see if there's anything else we can scavenge.
Okay. Make a perception roll. It's what? Plus perception.
Maybe they cut action, so that's just something.
A little surprise.
A bug!
Okay. You don't see anything. Looks like the Cardassians probably took some other parts to examine, but you missed the bomb. So, anyways, so you go out.
I missed the bomb.
Thanks.
So it's getting pretty late. I mean, three or 4 hours later. You reach their village.
Actually, while we're at the crash site, I'll try raising the ship again.
Okay.
Alright, well.
Okay.
I mean, the crash site is a known location, so it's a safe place to radio from, I think.
Make a...
It's like half of the rest of our graduating class out here, too.
If the other shell made it, there's another squad.
Just a five.
If
the other
so there's only, like, two groups of us out here doing this
right now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were going to get the other ones. You guys were the first out.
First batch.
What'd you
have?
Five.
So
okay.
I figured the whole plan to play with and just send everyone down at the same time.
No one here but us humans.
You try to raise the ship. You don't get anything.
Great. I'll try to raise the other shuttle. I mean, if I can contact the other squad of people or
did
something.
The other shuttle
make another
one. The ship?
Yeah. It was somewhere behind you. You don't get anything.
You suck.
Somebody else could be rolling.
Let me try.
She said, there's nothing there.
We're not getting anybody.
Personal equipment, communicator, if you have it.
Intellect, perception, right?
Uh-huh.
13.
Okay. You get
You actually, you pick up the other shuttle's emergency beacon.
Okay.
And then,
is it far?
They are 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days.
Like, off on the side. Because they're supposed to be, you know, somewhere far enough out.
Are these short people
they are
in that general direction, or are they leading you away?
They are leading you away.
Okay, let's get to the...
They're...
I
have some help. It's, you know, something about, you know, it's just repeating, you know, we go to attack by financial worship.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. You know. You're surprised, you know. When you think about it, you're surprised it's still a demon.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. Maybe it's Cardassian
trap. But it's definitely the other shuttles.
So the other shuttle made it down.
Yeah, it's possible they got captured. Or.
Well, let's go over this first.
Okay. So you go, you know, it only takes you like 3 or 4 hours to get there.
Yeah.
Now that you know, they show you the easy route. Mm-hmm. So basically, once you get there, it's actually, they built their house on the top of the trees.
Okay.
Oh,
there you
go. So
are.
You have to, you know, you have to climb up. They lower down, you know, some kind of
baskets
for the command.
Okay.
Lift them up. It's about 15 to 20 high.
About 60
women. Okay. It's
mostly
women and children. Okay. You know, not that many men.
Okay. All the men have been taken away by the space guy people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yes,
okay.
And you know we have to move over here.
How many other villages are there?
There are. He says there are a few other villages, but.
Okay. Are you all?
You know, our people are
separate tribes or whatever. Or?
Yeah.
Before we leave the shuttle, I record the location of the emergency beacon.
Okay.
On the tricorder so we can find it in the morning.
Sure.
Well, that's, now what?
You might as well turn on the emergency beacon on our shuttle, too.
No.
Okay.
I think they know where we are already.
They're 2 days out?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get to the village, you know, they have, they all welcome you with open arms.
How many tricorders do we have?
Four?
Three.
Probably.
Just your three.
Did
Commander,
was there
Commander didn't have any equipment.
Was there any extra space in the shuttle?
Oh, thank you.
No.
But we got extra battery packs.
Yeah.
You have one extra battery pack each for your thing.
You want to run a tricorder, try and hook up a battery pack to it? See if we can boost the range of the communicator.
And talk to who?
See if we can get a hold of the other group.
Could try it.
Allegedly. Shore to shore.
Sure.
I mean, what do we need to modify that? Personal equipment right now.
Engineering. What kind of engineering is there?
Systems engineering. Propulsion.
I think systems engineering.
Systems. You got it? Place it.
Yes.